I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests continue in Haiti as demonstrators call for the president's ouster. Several people died as thousands rallied in the streets last week. Chronic fuel and food shortages are reportedly driving the unrest, but the protests are nothing new. Gilbo Sancier directs Compassion International's work in Haiti. He says Compassion staff were prepared for the current lockdown.
Last year, we got the same situation. People were asking for president to go. Since that time, we have made some good decisions to provide laptops and interconnectivity to most of our staff so they could work, they could be home base.
So thank God that no staff or sponsored kids were hurt in the protests, but please continue praying for Haiti. And with the holiday season just around the corner, Christmas ministries are already beginning preparations. Slavic Gospel Association aims to reach unchurched children with the gospel this year through their Emmanuel's Child program in Europe and Central Asia. Eric Mock from SGA says,
The approach of the Emmanuel's Child program is to assist churches that may not have the resources for that outreach to strengthen and expand their planned outreaches for Christmas. Our goal is to help churches reach as many as 40,000 kids in this year.
This gift includes a Bible, basic supplies, and a Gospel Star ornament with the donor's name on it. Churches can use leftover funds to purchase Sunday school materials so they can teach God's Word all year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. You've told us how much you value this program and that it's needed for such a time as this. So your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. Just look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.